You're listening to SBS News. Another 10 new cases of COVID-19 has taken Sydney's Bondi cluster to 21 cases. The New South Wales government has extended a mask mandate for another week on public transport and most indoor settings in Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Illawarra and Shell Harbour. 8 of the 10 new cases were close contacts and already in isolation. One case is a Year 3 student from St Charles Catholic Primary School in Waverley in Sydney's eastern suburbs. The source of that child's infection is unknown. And a woman in her 20s who works at Westfield Bondi Junction Shopping Centre has been infected. Chief Health Officer Dr Kerry Chant says that venue, including the car parks, is a source of concern. She's previously advised people who'd visited the shopping centre on June 12 or 13 to get tested, but she's updated that advice and wants everyone who was there from June 14 to June 18 to also get swabbed.
We're casting the net very wide because we want to pick up any of these inadvertent transmission. You can see how if we miss a case over the next cycle of three days to a week, we may have many cases coming from that single missed case. And so at the moment, we just want everyone to come forward and get tested.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says some of the new infections are people who'd only had fleeting interactions with positive cases.
Literally being within less than a metre within somebody but sharing the same airspace without any physical contact has still meant the virus has managed to transfer. So a very fleeting exchange or a very fleeting coexistence has actually allowed the virus to transfer, and that just highlights how contagious it is.
Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the way some people are getting infected by the highly infectious Delta variant highlights the need for people to take extra care to make sure they're keeping their physical distance.
The Delta variant of the COVID virus is actually a gold medalist when it comes to jumping from one person to another. It is a long jumper. So take it very, very seriously. Follow the guidelines that New South Wales Health and the New South Wales government have established. We're all in this together. But if we want to get out of it together, safe and sound, we need to take very seriously using QR codes and making sure we maintain our distance wherever possible.
In Queensland, a flight attendant infected with COVID-19 during hotel quarantine in Brisbane spread the virus to a man at a venue attended by more than 30 other people. Queensland authorities believe the risk posed by its latest case of community transmission is low. The man was at the Portuguese Family Centre at Allen Grove on Saturday night at the same time as the infected flight attendant. He and 35 others who were also at the venue are now isolating as authorities wait on further tests to see if anyone else is infected. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says it appears the flight attendant was infected when she was swabbed for the virus by a fully vaccinated hotel quarantine worker. Dr. Young says CCTV footage reveals that worker had been in close proximity to a man from Mongolia before they headed to the woman's room to test her for COVID-19.
But after escorting that gentleman to the ambulance, went up to a higher level in the building and swabbed the lady who came from Portugal. And the lady from Portugal has then ended up with exactly the same virus as the gentleman from Mongolia.
Victoria recorded another day of no new COVID-19 cases. And now that it's getting on top of its latest outbreak, other jurisdictions are reopening their borders. New Zealand has confirmed Victorians can travel across the Tasman quarantine-free from Wednesday. Tasmania and the Northern Territory have opened to Greater Melbourne, while South Australia and Queensland will reopen to Victoria on Friday. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says her state is ready to welcome people from Victoria for the start of the school holidays.
That will be lifted on 1 a.m. Friday. So that's great news for people there. I know there's a lot of people that would have had their holidays booked to Queensland. So Dr. Young's very comfortable where Victoria is at. And we're going to be keeping a close eye on New South Wales. And once again, I know the Health Minister will stress this. If you're a Queenslander, probably best not to travel to New South Wales at this time, but we're keeping a very close eye on New South Wales.
And with the case numbers and exposure sites increasing in Sydney, Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, is warning people in New South Wales to reconsider travel south of the border. At present, anyone who's been in any of the areas of New South Wales that he's declared as orange zones faces isolation and testing when they arrive in Victoria.
That means isolating on arrival, getting tested and awaiting your negative result. And if you're coming here from Sydney on an orange permit to go to our Alpine resorts, my first piece of advice is really you should be considering non-essential travel if you're coming from those orange zones. My second piece of advice is you shouldn't be isolating up on the mountain. Please isolate elsewhere and get your negative result before you head up.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.